Greetings, my wonderful friends, and welcome to the AddedSouls.com podcast, powered by the Spencer Church of Christ in Spencer, Wisconsin. My name is Stefan Maillet, and I am your audio and video servant at this time for this broadcast titled The Fellowship of Faith and Obedience, a Scriptural Design. The Fellowship of Faith and Obedience, a Scriptural Design. Faith, which is trust in God and His Son, His words. Without faith, we cannot be pleasing to God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Obedience, works of faith, both inward and outward practice, behavior, and activity which pleases God and is necessary for His grace upon us. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, I quote, it says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." Faith, which is trust in the evidence that we can investigate and at most times can be seen and other times cannot be seen. This faith, this trust we have in God comes by hearing. A full acceptance, embracement, encouragement of the word of Christ. And how, where do we find this faith in the 21st century, you may ask? In that which is now come, which is completed, which is fulfilled, which is perfect. 1 Corinthians 13:10, the perfect law of liberty. James chapter 1, verse 25. The Bible is what I'm talking about here. The Bible, the recorded words of God, His Son, and His apostles, which were led into all truth, directly operated on by the Comforter, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, given in the stewardship of miraculous age for the deliverance of the message. This message is complete, it is perfect, it is fulfilled, it is in our hands, and we can read and hear the words of Jesus Christ and know that we can trust in the information therein. In John chapter 14, verse 15, I quote, Jesus says, "If you love me," if, conditional, you, individual, accountable, love me, love, agape, sacrificial love towards Jesus, what will we do if we love Jesus in such a way? If we are individually accountable, we will keep His commands. We will obey His words. Faith comes by obeying, hearing, listening, believing, obeying His words, His commands. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. In John chapter 3, verse 36, I quote, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." It is with inevitable necessity that the one who believes in the Son is one who is obedient to the Son. Obedience is necessary. We must do what He tells us to do, not because we can earn anything from it, but because He is pleased with our submission and love towards Him. In 2 Thessalonians 1, 8 and 9, this inspired information and command and concern, awareness is well and real. It quotes, I say, "In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, there's one set of people, and also them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, another set of people. They shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Yet in Romans 6:17, but thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart. Because obedience of, this is an obedience of faith, Romans 1:5, to that form of teaching to which you were committed. This teaching is the New Testament law of grace, the law of Christ, Galatians 6, verse 2, the same law which commands us to remain faithful to his doctrine, his teaching, lest we be corrupted and accursed, Galatians chapter 1. Your obedience has reached all, Romans 16, verse 19. The scriptures lead to obedience, Romans 16, verse 26. It's amazing to me how many who have been deceived into the lying webs of denominationalism, thinking that Romans is a book that teaches the lack of obedience. No, 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 my friends. Obedience is all over the place in Romans. The teaching of Jesus Christ and our obedience to it is a matter of salvation, redemption, sanctification. It calls us out of a dying world and places us into the designated and desired location God predestined from the beginning. That is, in his Son, his kingdom, his church, his congregation, his body of believers, the realm of the saved. This information is so valuable, so true, and prestige, and real, that we who are faithful members of the church that belongs to Jesus Christ must keep our eyes on those who cause dissensions and hindrances contrary to the teaching which we learned from the Bible. And we must turn away from them. Romans chapter 16, 16 and 17. Now in Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49, I quote, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" The recorded, witnessed words of Jesus Christ here in this account, the gospel account of Luke. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but you don't do the things I tell you to do? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings, remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the words of Christ. Whoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, he obeys them, I'll show you to whom he is like. A person who obeys me, he's like a man which built a house, and he digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Two people being described here. One who reads the Bible investigates, studies, rightly divides, grows trust, and obeys, does what the Bible says do, does what Jesus Christ commanded him to do, he will be immovable. He will be grounded, sound, in the foundation, the slab, the rock, which is Jesus Christ. On the other hand, the other who hears the words of Jesus Christ, can read the Bible, can read the New Testament law of Christ, but doesn't do what it says do, he will perish, be destroyed, because his heart and mind was not founded on Jesus Christ. Psalm chapter 62, verses 6, 7, and 8, I quote, "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." Isn't that interesting how the psalmist and the words of Christ are so similar? You'd think it all came from the same source of authorship, ultimately, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. And what is it that God says to mankind in order for us to be made right with him? We must be born again so as to have our sins washed away, forgiven. And he, God, will add us to his kingdom, his church, we citizens therein. John 3, 3 and John 3, 5. Of water and the Spirit. Jesus tells us, commands mankind, in accordance to gospel obedience, whoever believes and is immersed shall be saved. Whoever does not believe shall be damned, because the non-believer is a hearer only and not a doer. He is not grounded. He did not build his house upon Jesus and his words, but upon himself. The non-believer will never be immersed. Look, water. What prevents me from being immersed? Said the Ethiopian to Philip the evangelist in Acts chapter 8, verse 36 and following. Philip says, well, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Well, most certainly I do. You've preached him to me. And as a result of this faith that I now have, I see water and I want to obey. I want to be the one who hears the word of Jesus Christ and does as he has commanded. And he has commanded for me to be immersed, if I am a believer, that is, because a believer is one who qualifies to be immersed. And I qualify because I believe in Jesus Christ. And so Philip and the eunuch went down into the water. A burial is taking place here, Romans 6, 3 and 4. A burial is taking place. So they both went down into the water. Philip immersed him into the water. They both came out of the water. The eunuch was rejoicing. He was now washed of sins, saved, born again. In James chapter 2, verse 14, I quote, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no works, can such faith save them?" It's a rhetorical question. The answer is simple. No, it can't save anyone. Pay attention. John 3:16 does not contradict Acts 2:38. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 don't contradict James of the same chapter. The thief on the cross does not contradict Mark 16, verse 16. You've been taught faith alone saves? You've been lied to. You cannot meritoriously earn your salvation, nor can you receive salvation by faith alone, also known as dead faith. James chapter 2, verse 24. We must remain on the narrow path. Don't fall to on the right side of the ditch, and don't fall on the left side of the ditch. Stay on the road. Remain focused and positive on the truth. The fellowship of faith and obedience, a scriptural design. If you've been taught that being immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins is a work and we cannot be saved by works, you've been lied to, and if you remain on that path, you will be cut down and thrown into the eternal fire. That is a spiritual fact and a Bible reality and truth. You will never find in the New Testament where being immersed in water for the forgiveness of sins is a meritorious work. Friends, as a repentant believer, confessing Christ as your Lord and Master, qualifying to be immersed in water with the authority of Jesus Christ, the power of His blood and resurrection, so as to have your sins washed away, Acts 22:16, clothed with Christ, Galatians 3:26-27, buried, Colossians 2:12, Romans 6:3-4, born again, John 3:3, John 3:5. It's what saves you now, 1 Peter 3:21. A repentant believer confessing Christ as his Lord and Master, qualifying to be immersed in water for the forgiveness of his sins by the authority of Jesus Christ, is a submission to his will. It is showing him that you love him. It is proving that you are not only a hearer, but a doer of the word. That you are obedient, that your faith is proactive. There are so many false teachings out there and false teachers behind so many pulpits, masquerading as angels of light, telling you that you can either be saved by faith alone, which most certainly has attached to it some form of prayer or mourning or penitence, or that you can be saved by meritorious works, that you can follow the traditions and use the checkbox mentality and be saved in that route. Both those paths lead to hell. Pay attention. There is a system of intelligence and pattern of grace designed and desired from the author of life for His subjects, we human beings created in His image, when we as repentant believers submit to His will, we allow ourselves to be immersed in water with His powerful blood and resurrection so as to be born again. Do not believe the liars. Turn away from those who have been lying to you. The fellowship of faith and obedience is real. It is a scriptural design. Stefan Maia here, your audio and video servant for this podcast session. We are the AddedSouls.com podcast powered by the Spencer Church of Christ in Spencer, Wisconsin. Stay positive, stay focused, my friends. We shall meet again here next time, Lord willing, and God bless.